Good Sunday morning to you from Radio 1400 KCOW. Time now for another edition of Coach's Corner, brought to you by Accent Chiropractic. Mike Glessinger joined by Coach Travis Hawk here this morning as we will recap the Alliance and Holdridge matchup. And Coach, good morning. Good to have you here today. I know a little disappointing here this morning, but, you know, we battle, and we're still maybe looking for a few answers here or there to try and get some things figured out. But I know probably a little disappointing in that 22-7 loss.
Yeah, we are disappointed. We didn't think we played very well. You know, we had way too many negative plays. You know, we've statted things out, and we had, like, on the rushing side of things, on offense, we had 18 positive plays for 131 yards rushing. And we had 13 negative plays for minus 35 or 6 yards. And, you know, that's all, you know, 40%. It's about a 60-40. And that's what we're seeing in practice, too. We, you know, we just make too many mental errors. You know, we had the nice drive going early, and then they blitz a linebacker, and our guard just lets him go and doesn't pick him up. And then we have a substitution penalty. And so now we're back at 2nd and 20, and that's just been – indicative of our season from the very beginning. The first play of our season, we had an eye back go the wrong way. And that's, you know, it's just, and we're really not very complicated. So we've got to get, that's got to be our focus. We've got to get things cleaned up. And I know I've been saying that, and I keep hoping that it's going to happen, and it will.
You know, and we talk about that in our very first drive of the night, moving the football well, ran basically the same play to either side of the line for probably the first 5 or 6 plays. You're picking up positive yards. And then, unfortunately, like you say, you have a mistake, and the back gets thrown for a loss, and now you're looking at a long yardage situation and moving backwards. And yeah, that's just unfortunate, isn't it? Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and we've been forced to do is kind of redefine ourselves now 3 times. You know, I wouldn't say we built what we did around people, but obviously you had returning seniors and Colton Coffey and Josh Matolka, and you believe that they are going to be big contributors. Well, you know, roughly 5 minutes into the first game of the season, Colton Coffey severely breaks a finger, and we're hoping to get him back, but there's still some unknown. Probably offensively won't be much of a factor because of the cast he could have to wear. And then, of course, Josh gets hurt last week. And so we went from really hoping that, you know, we take a very good athlete and put him at quarterback, which, you know, Josh would probably be a very good tailback, a very good receiver. But you kind of build what you do around two playmaking quarterbacks, that they're going to make some plays on their legs and that type of thing. And now Josh is hurt and Colton is hurt. And so now we've had to redefine ourselves. And what we really want to do is kind of get back to some old-fashioned Bulldog football where we lined up, try to knock people off the ball. And we can do that, you know, because on 18 of the plays, we averaged 8 yards a carry. The problem is on 40% of the plays, we're going backwards, and that doesn't count the penalties.
Sure.
And, you know, so we know we have it in us. We just have to figure out a way to be consistent. And this isn't an excuse, but this is what you see out of a young team. They have the ability to do it, but getting them to do it every play is difficult.
And that's where the mental thing comes in, and that's where you got to prepare and all that stuff. Right. Yeah.
You know, and we're really putting a lot of emphasis on the mental side this year. We have scouting reports, and we have scouting report quizzes, and the scouting report quizzes, they have to draw blocking assignments. And so mentally, I feel like we're doing a lot more, and I think we're playing a lot of kids. I mean, if you look at our sidelines, now tonight it looked like we had Friday night it looked like we had a few more, but, you know, there's not a lot of kids standing on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. And we're playing a lot of kids, you know, between specials, and we're rotating groups of linemen. We only play one senior on the line, and last night we played 8 linemen, and so 7 kids are getting really good experience. So, you know, and that's, you know, and I think maybe we took a step forward. I was fairly discouraged as I walked off the field, but we watched film, and like I said, an 18 of those plays, unbelievable, because you're going against a really good team, and you're picking up 15, 18, 17 yards a crack, and now we just got to figure out a way to do that every play.
And both teams had some opportunities in that opening quarter. It ends up a scoreless first quarter, but Our initial drive, we moved the ball well, but unfortunately stalled out. They get the ball back. They move the ball fairly well, but our defense comes up big more than once, especially in that first half. And we can even say that for the whole game. They would move the ball, but when it got close, we'd come up with some big plays.
Right. You know, our defense has played well enough to win, I think, every game. Mm-hmm. Maybe Aurora was able to take control in that third quarter a little bit, but you chalk that up to a special teams there. You know, and I think, you know, philosophically, we've always been we're going to win with our defense mm-hmm. and special teams. And I think our special team play has been outstanding this year. I really do. I think we've made some big strides on special teams, and I think our defense is playing well enough to win. And you know, I think that's why we don't want to make wholesale changes with our offense
right.
because our defense is good enough to win every game we have left. And so what we have to do is figure out a way to move the ball consistently.
We're down to our final minute of the game, and as we talked a little bit, we unfortunately see this happen once in a while where a team will score late in a quarter, late in a half, and we've done it, certainly, mm-hmm. but we've seen it happen to us now, and I just chalk that up to some kids making some pretty good plays. The quarterback for Holdridge kind of just airs the ball up into the end zone. There's 35 seconds to go in the half, so if it's intercepted, it's going to be intercepted in the end zone. And if their man comes down with it, and their 6'3 receiver goes up and gets it, and I thought he was well covered, but he just went up and got it between our two defenders. And so, unfortunately, down at halftime, 6-0.
Right. You know, and that's just... It's frustrating. You know, Rocky Almond had a list of basketball goals that I used to look at, and one of them was be the last team to score in the second quarter, be the first team to score in the third quarter, and there's a lot of truth to that. You know, you just from a standpoint of just it's just disheartening, and it happens right before half, so it's hard to get it out of your mind while you go into half. Defensively. Their quarterback did a great job keeping plays alive.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a good scrambler.
Very yeah. good. And, you know, probably honestly, I would say the one thing that we failed on defensively is we didn't adequately prepare our kids for his ability to stay alive. Because he was a good runner, but he really never ran. Mm-hmm. He just kind of hung out in the pocket and kept alive. And our defensive ends were getting pinned inside. And then it was causing linebackers to have to force. And then that was creating openings for receivers. And so that's probably one thing that, you know, we didn't do a very good job of. But the thing that I would like to see us improve at, and we will, you know, and nobody purposely makes mistakes. It doesn't seem like at times we track the ball very well. Mm-hmm. You know, that was when it left his hands, I was fairly certain it was going to be intercepted. Because you know, as a coach, you watch the ball release and then you look to where it's going and you're like, okay, this is going to be okay. We got a guy in really good position. And another guy coming across, and somehow we didn't make the play, and we've had that happen too many mm-hmm. times. Third and long, mm-hmm. we've given up. For as good as our defense is, and it is unbelievable how well they're playing, we give up more third and longs than anything I've ever seen. You know, and you would think that on third and long you'd put the hammer down and
right.
finish people off, and so we'll get better at that. You know, we're. Again, it's just everything's a process, and I think mm-hmm. in a lot of ways we took step forward. We started a freshman nose tackle,
right?
Mm-hmm. And he played very well. Mm-hmm. He's got a great motor. Gage Rolls did a great job up front. I thought Sage DeBray played very well. He did get pinned a few times, mm-hmm. and the quarterback got outside him. But you know, when you're bringing a 3-man rush and they're blocking five, you're asking a lot of those guys
true.
Too.
True.
So you know, there's a lot of things that we can work on, and we're going to continue to get better at.
Okay. Well, we're down 6-0 at halftime, but we get a pretty good break to start the second half. We're going to come back and chat about that in just a moment. You're in tune to Coach's Corner here on KCOW, brought to you by Accent Chiropractic. We're back with more right after this.